This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The calendar says it's almost summer, but in the crypto economy, we seem to be headed for the depths of winter. Crypto winter is actually the phrase people are using, because pretty much everything is getting clobbered, from Bitcoin to the countless companies that support the crypto ecosystem, including exchanges and lenders, which have operated so far with minimal regulation. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on crypto for us today.
For people wondering if they should get into crypto, the FOMO of a few months ago is wearing off. People are losing a lot of money, says NYU Stern marketing professor Paul Hardart. Just like the dot-com bubble or crypto winners of the past, this moment proves that business fundamentals are what matter.
Some of these businesses will definitely prevail, and some of the ones that are really just errant, and they'll go away, and that's probably the right thing.
Telling the difference between quality companies and duds isn't always easy, says Duke finance professor Campbell Harvey.
Unfortunately, given this space is so new, there's not a lot of guidance, and people often just reach for the yield and then sometimes are negatively surprised when a problem arises.
And he says there will be ups and downs.
Indeed, spectacular ups and downs.
The downs are hitting especially hard right now. Just weeks after the stablecoin Terra imploded, so far this week, Celsius Network, a major crypto lender, paused withdrawals, leading to questions about whether it's at risk of insolvency. And the industry's dominant exchange, Coinbase, said it's laying off 18% of its workforce. Linda Shea worked as a product manager at Coinbase during the crypto winter of 2014.
For me, that was really hard financially. And at Coinbase, they just made us focus on the mission of the company and really tried to keep us focused on that, which was really helpful to build through the bear market.
Now the founder of crypto fund Scalar Capital, she says she's not worried because of the volume of talent that's pouring into crypto, and not just in finance.
We're seeing crypto touched upon so many different industries, like NFTs, where people are talking about art and music, and we're talking about how crypto can improve science.
In fact, she says she's never been more optimistic. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.